their women. And it is that feminine energy that creates the basis for a society that's strong. You must have Shakti. Many people have often asked me what started my spiritual journey, and I'm not going to take up too much time. But I was 6 years of age and living with my grandfather in Bombay. My dad had gone to England, and he had just been inducted into the Royal College of Physicians. And one day we got a telegram that he had been appointed in England as a consultant to the Royal Heart Hospital, which is a big, big, big honor in those days, just shortly after the British had left India. So my grandfather, who was an old military officer, took his rifle out and shot some rounds in the sky, and then took us to a movie. I still remember the movie. It was Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves. And then he had a big party, and then, you know, we were allowed, my brother and I, to stay up late till midnight, which was a first for us. And then in the middle of the night, he died. And, you know, we woke up at 2 o'clock because the servants were taking us to our neighbor's house. And the next day they cremated him, and he disappeared, which was quite a sudden, very sudden experience for us. Where did he go? And my grandmother, at that time, sat us down, the two brothers, and she went over the whole story of Brahman and immortality and eternity and recycling and renewal and all the things that I still am talking about. So it was the goddess Athena in the form of my grandmother. And ever since then, I've had very strong women in my life. My mother, my wife, Rita, my daughter, Malika. And so tonight, it's a tribute to all these great people that we have. Mm-hmm. 10 years ago, I was invited to the home of Arianna Huffington. I presume you know who she is. And Arianna Huffington's home then in Santa Barbara. And I met three extraordinary women, two of whom are here. So first is Ellie, who's Agape and Ariana's mother. Ellie, will you stand up, please? Okay. Ellie is an extraordinary woman. She's a true matriarch, I would say, of a great family of illustrious people. Ellie was also a supporter and a friend of the great Krishnamurti, and a friend of David Baum, and a very, very illustrious woman. And then, of course, her daughter Ariana, who's a great author and writes a column now, a syndicated column, and very influential in the whole political world. And her other daughter, Agape, and Agape Stasinopoulos is our speaker tonight. And so I met them 10 years ago. So I was in Greece and I was doing a course and I was talking about Greek goddesses. And even as I was speaking, Ariana walked into the room in Athens. And she told me then that she was writing this book, Conversations with the Goddesses, Revealing the Divine Power Within You. And she showed me her manuscript, and I just told her, you've got to come to the center, and you've got to tell us about what you're doing. Agape Stasinopoulos was educated at London's Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts. Her critically acclaimed one-woman show, Conversations with the Goddess, on which this book is based, has been performed off-Broadway and at several museums, including the J. Paul Getty Museum and the Smithsonian Institute, at university theaters and educational centers worldwide. For both the book and the play, she has brought these inspirational goddesses down from Olympus to enrich the lives of modern women, but I would say of